Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, How Our Thoughts Affect Others and Ourselves, comes from the audio program Living the Field with Lynn McTaggart. Sounds True producer Mitchell Clute recorded Lynn at a studio near her home in London, England. Here's what Mitchell had to say about this week's producer's pick.
I've recorded three programs with Lynn and have always marveled at her ability to take complex scientific research and explain it in a way that is both clear and applicable in our daily lives. We often talk about how our thoughts and moods affect others, but Lynn here explains how that connection works and how our thoughts can have a profound impact not only on an emotional level, but on a physical level as well. Positive thoughts, she says, can have profound effects, even healing the body of disease, while negative thoughts can turn into self-fulfilling prophecies about ourselves and our loved ones. Since we're affecting everyone all the time, McTaggart says, we need tools to begin to see what thoughts we're thinking and what impact they may have. Here, she suggests creating a life script journal to help us see more clearly what kind of world our thoughts are creating.
To download the entire program, Living the Field by Lynn McTaggart, please visit soundstrue.com. And now our producer's pick, How Our Thoughts Affect Others and Ourselves, with Lynn McTaggart.
In this session, we're going to examine how we should think about relationships in light of new developments in quantum physics, which suggests that we're connected with everything in our environment, including our loved ones, on a quantum level. The first aspect of this is to understand who you are and who the other is. If we're all one, there's no me and there's no you. We're all just the same. The other important point, as we've discussed in earlier sessions, is that we're sending and receiving information to and from our environment all the time. We're sending and receiving information in terms of a tiny current of light. The science shows that some of that information is sent or received as thought forms. So really we have to ask, if thoughts affect everything, how do we relate to our partners and our friends and our loved ones? Are we affecting everyone with every thought at every moment? When people say that thoughts don't affect our lives, I then tell them about those people with so-called terminal illnesses who defy every description of their disease progression and the prognoses of their doctors and beat it virtually overnight without the aid of modern medicine. The Institute of Noetic Sciences has gathered together all the scientifically recorded cases of so-called miracle cures and created a database of spontaneous remission. The received wisdom among the medical profession is that these cases are rare. But when you look at this overwhelming evidence gathered in this database, it's very instructive. You find that 1 in 8 skin cancers spontaneously heals, and so do nearly 1 in 5 of genitourinary cancers. You also find that virtually all illnesses, like diabetes, Addison's disease, atherosclerosis, all kinds of diseases where vital organs or body parts are supposedly irretrievably damaged, have also spontaneously healed. And then you find a number of cases of so-called terminal cancer, people who had weeks to live, but with little or no medical intervention, ended up beating the odds. Although these cases are labeled instances of spontaneous remission And that always suggests to me that the illness has suddenly decided to go into hiding but might spring out at you at any moment. In most cases, they represent just another example of the body's ability to self-correct through the power of thoughts. Once you study these cases of spontaneous remission, you find people who have been up against a major roadblock in their lives, like unremitting stress or unresolved trauma, some kind of profound dissatisfaction, prolonged hostility, marked isolation, or quiet despair. In many instances, these cases describe people who have lost their role as the central protagonist in their own life drama. Many cases of spontaneous remission seem to occur after someone makes a massive psychological shift. And in most instances, it is to create a life for themselves that is engaging and purposeful. In these cases I've looked at, the patient tends to get rid of the source of his psychological heartache and takes full responsibility for his illness and treatment. So to me, this suggests that many people get ill because they lose all hope of life ever being good again, and basically because they're thinking the wrong thoughts. The reason I'm telling you about illness is that the idea that illness can be cured through a simple change of thought patterns implies something profound about our lives, that the casual thoughts running through our minds every day together become our life's intention. And if changing our internal tape enables us to control life-threatening illnesses, it's likely that our life script about ourselves becomes our reality in many other less significant ways. But what of the life script we write for our loved ones? Does that have the same effect? When we think of our husband as uncaring or our children as poor at math, are we unconsciously writing their script for them? Do our thoughts have the same effect on others that we do upon ourselves? Psychologist William Broad is one of the few scientists to have examined this question. He gathered a group of volunteers together and asked them to carry out biofeedback on themselves. Biofeedback is that technique, and it's now used in many areas of medicine, to identify and to provide feedback to the person about automatic processes in the body so that he can help use his thoughts and intentions to correct anything going wrong. It's used for people who have migraines or Raynaud's syndrome, that's when their extremities get cold, or high blood pressure. And in those instances, when blood vessels constrict in the case of Raynaud's or migraines, a machine will beep. And at that point, you're supposed to send mental instructions to that part of the body to warm up your hands or to open your blood vessels in the case of migraine. In any case, Broad paired off his group. He attached one member of each pair to the biofeedback equipment and then asked the other partner to look at the readings and to carry out the sending of these mental instructions. According to Broad's evidence, the results were equivalent to those achieved when the patient on the equipment used biofeedback on himself. In other words, the mind-over-matter effect of thoughts had the same physical effect, whether it was used on the thinker's own body or on somebody else's. This evidence suggests that another person's intentions about you, even the daily thoughts running through their heads about your habits and your capabilities, may become a self-fulfilling prophecy, and indeed may be just as powerful as your own script about yourself. Even our casual thoughts about others, as well as the script we've written about them, may become an intention, and so should be approached with care. Here's something you can do to start examining what you're thinking about yourself and about others. In working out your life script for yourself and your script about your loved ones, it's important to slow down long enough to study your thoughts. Create a life script journal for yourself and your family, and begin making entries about yourself and each family member. Write down the judgments you make about yourself and your family members, about their work, their performance at school, their appearance, their neatness, their personal habits, their manners, anything like that that's running through your head. Now in a separate column, note how many of those judgments have become a reality. Also note how many you'd like to change. Now begin writing a new script. See your husband and children performing well on the job and at school, and being more loving, more demonstrative, more helpful at home. Start sending daily thoughts for them to embody that script. Visualize your children doing well at school and helping with chores all the time. Send daily positive intentions to them. Begin taking note of any changes that occur, both in your perceptions and in your loved ones. Now consider your own life script. How is it sabotaging your own happiness and that of your loved ones? And what about the life script you have for others in your environment? Your office workers, your boss, your friends, your distant family? Study your views of them, and if need be, change the script.